Former Governor Mike Dukakis says he will never forget his helicopter ride over the South Shore in the blizzard's aftermath.
Looking at houses that looked as if some giant had just picked them up and thrown them all over the place. I mean, it was unbelievable. I just never forgot.
I asked Dukakis about lessons learned from the blizzard. He says, looking forward, we need to address climate change.
We better be taking that very, very seriously and acting on it. At the same time, we're going to have to get ready for what will be more severe storms, much more severe flooding, and we happen to be very vulnerable.
I asked WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Barry Burbank if we are better prepared nowadays.
We have almost too much guidance. It's overwhelming. There's almost too much there. Back then, it was primitive. We only had a couple of computer models to base our forecasts on, and maybe that was better. But I think the forecasts have improved over the years. I think we can be more confident a little farther out, but there are always going to be cases which are unforecastable, even in this day and age.
Then MDC Communications Director Michael Goldman says the blizzard bore into New England's psyche like no other storm before or since.
You know, there was a time in Massachusetts when a weatherman who believes that potentially 5 days down the road there might be a minuscule amount of snow didn't start a panic for milk and bread and water. And people to this day psychologically are trapped by that storm.
But a lot of people also remember the camaraderie, neighbor helping neighbor, and Goldman points with pride to his work during those 6 days. He says in the years since the blizzard, even meeting with presidents at the White House doesn't compare.
Thousands, Mary, thousands of policemen and firemen and city workers shoveled snow, took people out of their houses, saved lives, got people to the hospital. It was one of those moments where the commonwealth of talents came together to produce a massive common good.
Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.